Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Episode 2.
Numero dos.
Yeah.
How do you say 2 in Korean?
Duo.
Here in Koreatown, USA, the home of the Crab Diving Studios.
Yep. In a beautiful, where were we? Just east of Los Angeles?
Down eastern side of Los Angeles, yeah.
It's nice here.
We're recording during an unusual lull in the sounds of the ghetto that from where we live. Usually there's a ice cream fucking truck parked across the street that's really loud because it's poisoning.
There's usually helicopters.
Helicopters, ghetto birds as we call them.
Those fucking landscapers, man.
Lots of landscapers in this neighborhood. And that's not a racial thing about that there's a lot of Mexicans here.
No.
It's people cutting the lawns here.
Yeah, it's insane. Like our planet's dying, man. Like the ice caps are melting, and we've got these gigantic gasoline powered behemoths of a fucking leaf blower going,
and weed whackers that
every hour I hear
to cut a front lawn that's the size of a postage fucking stamp. They're tiny.
It's crazy. Our planet's dying. It is like rearranging the decks on the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, you're just blowing leaves from one side of the planet to the other. It's
right.
No fucking point to it.
Except here, they're blowing leaves and condom wrappers and used rubbers.
We should do a coffee table book. Oh, that'd be a great thing for Crab Diving to put out for our listeners. A coffee table book. It's pictures of condom wrappers that we see when we're walking around the neighborhood.
Condoms of K-Town.
Condoms of K-Town. I think that would be...
That's just what you want to see when you're sipping a scotch. Sitting on the coffee table, some used rubber, some crusty used rubber that was on the corner of 3rd and Kenmore.
You know, one day I looked outside the window and somebody had gotten rid of a mattress, threw out a mattress, and I watched these kids, like, play gymnastics on this mattress for like 3 solid hours. I tried to record some of it because it was nuts. Like they were running from the very end of the sidewalk and doing a flip and then landing on this goddamn mattress, and their parents were right there.
Ugh. It's a ghetto bouncy house.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most boringest way ever to get herpes.
Yeah, and hepatitis, and syphilis, and AIDS, and everything that's in those. Bed bugs. They do have bed bugs in the neighborhood. There was a couple of apartment buildings around here recently had bed bug problems.
The apartment right next to ours had a bed bug problem, and you used to live in one of the buildings these people managed.
A different building, yeah.
Yeah, you lived in this other building in K-Town, and it's managed by these people who, they're kind of like notorious slumlords. Aren't they? Like, they own shitloads of buildings, and they're all, like, just horrible.
And they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't care.
Oh, my God. You know what? Remember what happened to you with that animal in your ceiling?
I had a...
You got to tell that story.
I was sleeping, and I heard something rattling in the walls kind of behind my head, and I just assumed it was a rodent of some sort because it was, you know, a shitty ghetto building. And then I listened to it crawl, but it sounded much bigger than... anything. I mean, I lived in, you know, a farmhouse for a while in Wisconsin. I've heard little mice running through the walls and shit. This was different. This was something really huge. And
was this in the middle of the night?
It's in the middle of the night. And of course, the dog, sound asleep. Doesn't notice, doesn't give a fuck. So I'm listening and I hear this crashing and I hear things falling in between the walls, like the plaster's getting knocked loose and shit, because it was a really, really old building. And I had a hole in my ceiling in the bathroom for the entire time I lived there that never got fixed. And I heard this thing walking toward the bathroom. I finally get up and I look, I turn on the light and I look, and there's an eye looking back down at me.
Oh my God.
But it was a big eye. And then this nose comes through, this black nose with this brown furry stuff around it. It was a fucking raccoon.
That's crazy.
Staring at me. So I looked up at it and I was like, well, hi, what am I going to do? So I made some noise and it kind of moved, and then I sprayed Lysol. That's all I had in the bathroom.
Oh,
it was a
God.
Can of Lysol. I just kind of sprayed it towards the hole, and it did make it run. And I could hear it like through the whole walls all the way back as it then exited. And then I found a hole outside where it was coming in from.
And then did you just have to go back to sleep?
Yeah.
Like nothing happened?
Well, what am I going to do? It's not...
I don't know. You didn't call 911?
I don't think raccoons... Are raccoons carnivores? Are
they going to
take me out or go for the dog?
I don't know. But it would just be freaky. I would have called 911 or...
911?
I don't know.
For a raccoon?
I would have been like, there is a fucking animal in my ceiling.
In
this
neighborhood?
Yeah, I know. I don't care. But... Yeah, I would have called 911. So I wouldn't have called your landlord, that's for sure, because they don't do shit.
No.
Hey, what about
911? Speaking of, we're recording this on 9/11.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, what do you say? You don't say happy 9/11. No. Well, do you think it'll ever get to the point, like, you know, where it's supposed to be a somber thing, and then all of a sudden it turns into, hey, happy 9/11?
No. This society ain't gonna last that long.
Oh, wow.
No fucking way, man.
America's doomed?
Oh, no, I think the planet's doomed. We're years away from Mad Max and beyond the Thunderdome. I guarantee you. Oh, totally.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are there going to be a lot of positions for stand-up comics?
Yeah. There'll be more jobs because we won't have any electricity. We're all going to be sitting around having to entertain each other. And I'm finally, for once, going to be fucking appreciated for my talent.
After the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's what it'll take. Oh.
Oh, there was a story today that I was looking at that they're giving some shit to NBC because I guess this morning all the other networks at the same time had a moment of silence for 9/11. And 8:46 a.m., I guess they did it, which was, I guess, when the first plane, same time the first plane hit, probably. And ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN all showed moments of silence with, like, the president. I guess the president was doing something and had a moment of silence. And meanwhile, NBC was interviewing Kris Jenner from Keeping Up the Kardashians and talking to her about her breast implants.
We're done. Goodbye.
The moment of silence.
Send the Death Star.
I wonder who had the most ratings.
Oh, NBC.
I'll bet. This article doesn't say anything about it, but I'll bet that more people were probably switching over to NBC.
It's so disgusting.
Than our moment of silence.
It really is. How did Bruce Jenner's family become such a huge part of our lives?
Well, he
out of nowhere.
Married into that, right?
I don't know.
Like, the Kardashians aren't his... They're not his kids. They're his stepkids.
Oh, really?
I think he has a couple... They have a couple now that are like 14 and 16 that are out there wearing too little amount of clothing for 14 and 16-year-olds.
You know, honestly, when I saw that little headline about NBC running the story about the Kris Jenner's breasts.
Yeah.
I just glanced at it, and I just assumed it was a story about Bruce Jenner getting breast implants.
Has Bruce Jenner gone too far with the plastic surgery?
Yeah, maybe just like a chest enhancement surgery. His face looks so weird now. I wouldn't put it past him, but I was like, God.
Supposedly he went back recently to kind of get it fixed from the horror mask that it was before. I supposedly he's got – I haven't seen him – since he's, I guess, had more work done to make it look more natural.
This is kind of a fun game. Who's more fucked up looking? Bruce Jenner
Kenny Rogers.
Or Michael Jackson?
Well, right now, I might give it to Michael. Bruce Jenner.
Well, no, Michael's not going to decompose.
Probably not, that's true.
He's going to be like a Tupperware bowl.
After the apocalypse, it's going to be cockroaches Michael Jackson.
He's going to fuck up the carbon dating. Like, after our society gets destroyed and people are researching us, he's going to be like, God, this guy looks like he was born yesterday.
And there's another Kris Jenner kind of story.
Oh, yeah.
This one's crazy.
I love this story.
This is crazy. That the National Enquirer is reporting that O.J. Simpson has realized that Khloe Kardashian is his biological daughter.
He realized it.
He's claiming from jail that, the National Enquirer claims that O.J. is claiming from jail that he thinks that Khloe is his daughter because he had an affair with Kris Jenner at the time that she was married to what's his name? Was it Bob Kardashian, the father?
Yeah.
I think so. The guy that was the lawyer for,
right.
for OJ.
How bored is OJ Simpson in jail? He's probably looking at the cellmate or yeah. whatever Aryan guy he's fucking. He's like, hey, man, you know what would be funny? I'm going to tell.
Oh, you don't think anybody's fucking OJ.
No, I think OJ's fucking. I think OJ's probably fucking some. Yeah, OJ's got a boy girlfriend in jail.
They're bringing some little Puerto Rican guy
Hell
in
yes.
for OJ.
The juice isn't going to sit in prison, Hall of Famer, and not get
and not
any
get
ass. Are you kidding me? I don't care what the fuck he did.
You think he's got cred?
Absolutely. He's the one guy in jail that technically got away with it. People, he probably yeah. showed up in jail and they were high-fiving him like, hey, dude, you're the man.
I wonder if he's in a special. I don't know. It's not in the story or anything. I wonder if he's in special. He's got to be in a special section.
Yeah, the famous section. It's kind of amazing if you think about who O.J. Simpson is. He's like one of the elite football players of all time.
Yeah,
and he's one of the most elite murderers of all time. He got away with it.
He conquered a couple of different genres.
Yeah. God, if only he could put out. And he was an actor too.
He was Airplane.
He's an under-celebrated talent. He wrote a book.
He's an author.
Yeah.
Plays golf.
Oh, that does it really?
He's supposed to have a really good golf game.
God.
Is that all he did for a long time? He just played golf?
He's rich. There's nothing else to do.
Well, that's what I don't get about this story is that they're saying that the kids, O.J. Simpson's kids are pissed off that he's got four kids and they're mad that supposedly he's putting Khloe Kardashian into his will.
I would be
for a piece of the fortune. Should he have a fucking fortune? Should he? I thought he owes millions and millions of dollars to the parents of his ex-wife.
Yeah, there's no way he's loaded. And if I was OJ's kids, I would be livid that this rich bitch is going to take a little bit of what's
left.
She
doesn't need OJ money.
I would be mad. I would be Khloe Kardashian doesn't need. That's the point. Khloe Kardashian doesn't need OJ money. That's not fair to his kids. That sucks.
Like, his kids haven't been through enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
I mean,
think about those kids.
Their dad murdered their mom, and now they're getting their inheritance sliced by a fourth or
something? Right.
That sucks,
well,
man.
And then their dad got off from murdering their mom, and then went and got arrested again.
Yeah.
And did finally get thrown in jail.
Yeah, that was the dumbest story ever.
Oh, yeah, wasn't
it? This memorabilia thing.
That's what it was.
It's like, you know what? You almost, that would make a great screenplay. It's a heist movie where your main character is O.J. Simpson.
And he does a Mission Impossible to get his
He's the George Peppard of some A-team. He like drops in there and.
Who else could be on the O.J. Simpson A-team?
Oh, my.
Robert Blake.
Oh my God. That would be great.
Who else got off from murder?
Who's that? She was recently in the news. Her daughter went missing and died. Casey Anthony.
Oh, Casey Anthony, that also
would be good. I can't think of anybody else. It's got to be like,
I can't think of anybody else.
Oh, man. Well, see, it's an elite thing. Not a lot of people
Maybe
get away
with
murder.
Manson, and we can get Manson.
Oh, that's right.
Play a role.
No,
wasn't there an article? I don't have this one in front of me, but there was an article we talked about a few days ago that Manson, some guy on Kickstarter, is raising money to put out an album of Manson's music.
Oh, my God.
Not Marilyn.
Yeah.
Charles Manson's music.
People would be into that. They would love it.
I think they're funding it. I think people are giving
it. How horrible.
Money.
Oh, my God. I mean, how good could his music... Well, again, there'd be another guy. There's a guy who put out a hit record, but he wasn't... Like, he got caught.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's another elite murderer. He's going to conquer pop music,
right.
And he conquered murdering, but he didn't because he got busted.
Yeah, he didn't.
He
get
went
away.
To jail, so.
So he wouldn't be part of the OJ's A team.
He wouldn't, Manson. That's so stupid.
I've got another story about somebody getting arrested.
Oh, really?
If that's a shitty segue.
I'd love
it. Who gives a fuck? I just saw this headline, and I thought the headline was funny. Man sentenced for ejaculating on unsuspecting sunbathers in Wilmot and Odell Parks. I had to look it up because it doesn't say even where it is. Someplace in Canada.
I love that headline, man, because they're unsuspecting sunbathers.
Yeah, unsuspecting sunbathers. So these chicks are laying out, getting some sun in the park, and this guy comes and jerks off on them. A 30-year-old Fredericton, somewhere in Canada, man, who snuck up on unsuspecting female sunbathers this summer and ejaculated in their hair, is going to jail.
They were obviously laying on their stomachs and didn't see him there, and he was just standing over them in the middle of the day. Nobody else said anything?
It says,
That guy's about to...
In the Odell Park incident, the victim was tanning and had her eyes closed, only to have someone ejaculate in her hair and on her shoulder.
Oh my god.
The suspect later determined to be Gould, ran off.
Elliot Gould?
Yeah, but was subsequently arrested. The second incident happened as a woman was sitting in a chair sunbathing at Wilmot Park. She was in a chair. The victim suddenly became aware someone was standing behind her and masturbating. Gould was later identified through semen recovered from the victim's hair.
Oh my god.
Which was matched to an earlier DNA sample taken from Gould.
Oh my god.
Crown prosecutor, this is in Canada, so I guess they call it the Crown. The Crown prosecutor, Hillary Drain, said, going to a public park and ejaculating on women minding their own business isn't acceptable.
Hold on a second. What's her last name?
Drain.
This is bullshit.
I swear.
Hillary Drain.
But she said, going to a public park and ejaculating on women minding their own business isn't acceptable. Good for them.
Who is the judge? Judge Swallow?
The dude is Judge Mary Jane Richards. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. Judge Bukkake.
Was it a woman judge? Is that what it meant? Judge Mary Jane? Somebody?
Mary Jane Richards, yeah.
Oh, my God. She must have threw the book at that guy.
10 months in jail.
Oh, Christ.
On the two offenses.
Does that seem like enough? I mean, that might be somebody that society just needs to protect us from. That's a horrible thing. Like, he's just going to jack off in your hair? Oh, God. Could you imagine, like, what does he do? Does he get in, does he pre-jack?
I think he's got to probably, like, fluff himself somewhere.
He pre-jacks in the car. He pre-jacks in the car, and then what does he do? He's like, okay, I feel like I could come, and
he's ready to finish, he runs, scoots over, and... I don't know.
He's probably, like, North Hollywood's probably got his agent on the horn. They're like, we need a guy that talented. How far... Now, this is a serious question. Like, how long did those ropes go? I mean, how close did he have to stand?
I don't know. He's been doing his Kegel exercises. So
oh, God.
He can blast them. One thing I love to do, and I end up doing this more than actually reading the news stories, is checking out the comments below. Yeah. Like, if you go to any news place on the internet, if they allow comments at the bottom, it's always just a den of horribleness.
People from my part of the country.
Disgusting, vicious people. The most popular comment after this one says, LOL, I think it's actually a nice way to tell someone you like them.
Yeah.
I like you. I'm going to spooge in your hair.
Well, I've never came on or in anybody I hated.
I mean... That's not true either.
That's not true. No, that's a lie.
I remember talking to an ex-girlfriend of mine about, like, hate fucking.
Uh-huh.
And, like, as a guy, if you can actually fuck somebody you're angry with. And I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. She's like, don't you have to like somebody? Don't you have to even, you know, like, have respect for them? And I
was like, no.
No.
Listen, we're talking about blood rushing to a certain part of your body and then needing to, like, just get rid of it.
Yeah, make it go away.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with how we feel about you.
I've got another story.
Oh, what is
about
it?
An arrest being made.
Oh.
This could be, name that country, but it'd be too hard. This happened in Malaysia. And I'm just going to read from, this is... sunnewsnetwork.ca. Was that, is that Canada again?
Yeah.
So it's a newspaper in Canada reporting on this, but it's in Malaysia. It's happened. And the headline is cops bust car wash for allegedly offering free sex after 9 washes. It says some loyalty cards let you rack up points, but one business in Malaysia allegedly offered its customers something they could really use. Free sex after 9 car washes.
You know what? In Malaysia, like, how much could a car wash be? Probably nothing. I'd be like, I'll have 81 car washes and send that bitch over to me all night. I want 3 of them. I mean, God.
Police say they busted the car wash near Kuala Lumpur last week after discovering it had a partnership with a massage parlor. They were tipped off when they raided the massage parlor and found the car wash cards on several of the alleged customers of the prostitutes. So the hookers, the guys would go with their frequent buyer cards to the massage parlor.
Yeah.
That's where they would redeem them.
For a smoothie.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
To get the extra offer, they must send their cars for washing 9 times within a certain period. The 10th car entitled them to free sex, which usually cost between 130 and 180 Malaysian ringgits. Which equals 40 to 50 bucks. So, but that's for all of them together, right? So that's like $4 to $5 a car wash.
You know what? If that's what would happen in our society, if prostitution was legal, every business would tie themselves to fucking at some point. Like,
every business would end up at the massage parlor.
Be like, hey, do you guys want to go to Coffee Bean to get a latte? No, they don't have, 10 coffees, you get a blowjob. Being like, fuck that. I'm going to Starbucks, you know? Like, that would ruin.
I'm half a macchiato away from a rim job.
Hey, you guys want to, yeah. You want to go get donuts? Be awesome. Oh my God.
That's all I got on that one.
Speaking of fucking, you guys should go check out Best Hot Girls Picks.
That's it.
.com.
Our beloved, fuck it, we can't say sponsor. It's ours. It's our website, besthotgirlspicks.com, where
you can see tons of hot actresses. Here, I'll name some.
Actresses.
Sierra Spice.
Wait a minute.
Katie Banks.
These are actresses in a certain
Little
field.
Lupe Fuentes.
But they're all, the thing is,
Natasha Bell.
These are all
Riley
women.
Steele.
These are all
Lucy
women.
Lucy Duvall.
These are
Jenna
all women
Jameson.
That if you Google them with your safe search off.
Hannah you're Hilton.
See, you're going to see pictures with penises on either side of them really frequently. But on our website.
Carla Spice.
On besthotgirlspicks.com, we have
Ariel.
Clothing.
Rebel. Dirty
anyway,
Alley.
Check out besthotgirlspicks.com.
Nicole Sparks. Okay, sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Hey, what was that story? This is another political one. I love the story about in North Carolina, that reporter went around asking people in some survey, like, who gets more credit for killing Osama bin Laden? Barack Obama or Mitt Romney?
Yeah, for some reason they added a question to a giant political poll in Ohio and North Carolina, I think it was, and they asked them – one of the questions they asked them among a million others, I don't know why the fuck they would ask this question. Where does this logic even come from? But they asked them, who do you think deserves more credit for the killing of Osama bin Laden? Barack Obama – or Mitt Romney, who, how could you even think of this question? Because how could anyone that can form a sentence, which I guess, well, you know, we're not sure they can, how the fuck could you think Mitt Romney has any credit for taking out Osama?
There's no way Barack Hussein Obama
Hussein
killed Osama bin Laden.
So in North Carolina, 29%, and these are the Republicans now that they – this isn't everybody. These are Republicans likely to vote in North Carolina. All these people, by the way, should have their voting cards taken away from
them. Oh, yes.
That should have been what it was. It's like, hi, we're taking a poll. Do you think Mitt Romney can have any credit for Osama bin Laden? Yes? Oh, we're okay. Sending someone over for you right now. Likely North Carolina voters, people who think Obama deserves, Republicans who think Obama deserves more credit, is 29%.
Oh, my God.
29%. 56% say they're not sure. So your choice is
they don't know.
Barack Obama or Mitt Romney deserves more credit for taking out bin Laden, and they say not sure.
Well, they're well thought out people. You can't rush them to a decision.
But the people who need to have their voter registration cards ripped up and shoved up their assholes are the 15% that said Mitt Romney.
That's crazy.
Deserves credit for Osama bin Laden being killed.
That is insanity. I really think you're right, though. That should have been that should be the test whether or not you should be allowed to vote. Your answer to that question.
Yeah.
I mean, holy shit. I think there should
be. I mean, regardless of what you think about some of the issues, there are certain things that, like this, that are just so fucking ridiculous. And the whole birther thing, it's just ridiculous.
So dumb.
Let it go. Let it fucking go.
Yeah, relax, everybody. Our president's black.
And I'm no...
I mean, relax.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
I'm no great trumpet blower for Obama. I think he's done a lot of fucked up things, you know, things that haven't gotten done or things that he's done that I don't like. But, I mean, he's born in this fucking country.
Yeah, he was.
Who cares? Obama. And don't you think... what is it? Occam's razor is the simplest. Don't you think that those guys like Karl Rove...
Yeah.
And all his boys, if they would have actually thought they had proof that he wasn't a citizen.
Yeah.
You don't think they wouldn't have sent their evil flying monkeys out? They did send all their little flying monkeys out to try to find everything they could about Barack Obama.
Let me ask you something.
They would have jumped on it.
What do you think the neocons and all the right-wing fuckers would do if, say, let me paint a picture for you. Let's say Joe Biden goes off on a duck hunting trip with some associate friend of his, and I don't know, something crazy happened, and Biden accidentally shot him in the fucking
face.
What do you think?
But you're not referring to the earlier article about that guy who shot in the women's faces.
Yeah.
You mean with a gun. Right?
Well, that wasn't Biden, was it?
Yeah. I'll bet she was a Republican, or that dude was a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, I just think, I don't know. I've always thought that was one of the most underreported stories ever. Like,
shot in the face?
When Dick Cheney
shot. It wasn't underreported, it was on everything.
Yeah, but nobody cared, like nothing, like no big deal, nobody pressed any charges. He shot a guy in the face!
He supposedly did it accidentally.
Okay, how? Explain that to me.
I don't know. Maybe the guy was taking a shit in the woods and he thought he was a pheasant or something. How the hell
You know what it was? They were probably both wasted. That's why nothing came of it. They were both drinking scotch and shit, and Dick Cheney made a fucking joke. Yeah, speaking of,
have any scotch for this show.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Well, you have to pop one after.
We need a scotch sponsor.
We need a scotch bitch.
If Johnny Walker Black is listening, or Jameson, or Bushmills Incorporated, and you want to sponsor us, give us...
Meanwhile, we're gonna get something in a plastic bottle.
Yeah. We're going to get something that you can drop on the floor and it'll bounce a few times.
Yeah, the new cardboard box of scotch. The Franzia of scotches.
I drink it. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Oh my God. I read this thing today that totally, really, just really depressed me. Anna Paquin had twins.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yes, she did. Oh. Anna Paquin, star of True Blood.
Oh my God.
And, she's got an Oscar, right? From when she was a kid.
Shit. Yeah.
She was in The Piano.
The Piano,
I think, right?
With Harvey Keitel. Isn't that the movie where Harvey Keitel shows his cock?
God, I remember seeing it.
With
but
some of those love scenes. It's so bad.
That's why she got the Oscar.
Oh, yeah. She needed an Oscar. That's a sympathy Oscar.
Although did, what's the actress's name that was in it?
Helen Hunt?
It wasn't Helen Hunt. It was Carla Spice.
Yeah, it was Carla Spice, as seen on besthotgirlspicks.com.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter.
did she win for that? She should have.
I don't know.
Had to have the love scenes with Harvey Keitel.
Holly Hunter might not have won, but years later, Helen Hunt won. So
that's
a fucking travesty. It really is a travesty and a fucking half. Ugh. Yeah, and it's also a travesty that Anna Paquin squeezed out babies. I'm sorry. Yeah. Good for her having kids, I guess. But goddamn, do you remember the full frontal scenes in True Blood that she has?
She'll probably bounce back. She seems like she's got that kind of yoga chick kind of body where she'll bounce back.
Okay, I guess. But damn, I'm sorry. I'm not over it.
Maybe she'll bounce back with a C-section scar too. Because
you said you read where she had a C-section right?
I did not. I said I think because they came so early, she might have had a C-section.
Oh, thank God.
Or they just came early.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows? Thank God. Would you prefer the C-section or no C-section?
No C-section, because I would prefer nothing to come out of there.
You don't want the vaginal blowout?
No.
That was one of the weirdest things. That's when I knew I lived in Los Angeles when I came here from Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I had only been here a few days, and I grabbed the free newspaper, which in Chicago is The Reader.
Yeah.
And here is it LA Weekly or
LA Weekly.
Something like that? I picked that up, and I started flipping through the pages, and I wasn't on page 2 or 3, and there was an ad for a plastic surgery clinic offering vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know what that was. I had to ask somebody. Not while I was walking down the street. Yeah. Excuse me. Do you know what vaginal rejuvenation is?
You know how you can spot.
So I asked my neighbor.
Oh yeah.
And she said they go in and they retighten the muscles, I guess.
Yeah, they put a church key in there. They crank. It's called cranking the cooch. That's what they call it.
In medical school?
Yeah. Giving the cooch crank.
You're going to have a cooch cranking.
You think how you can look at somebody and tell if they've had a facelift, or you say, oh, those tits are fake. You think you'll be able to say, oh my God, that vag totally rejuvenated. Totally.
What if it's a bad rejuvenation?
It is.
What happens?
You know how when you get a facelift and people look like their whole face is pushed up?
Yeah.
Maybe what happens is instead of your vagina.
Their little Hitler mustache curves to the side. Yeah. One side's drooping.
It curls. Or it's vaginally rejuvenated, but instead of straight up and down, it's
off on an angle.
Oh my God. Oh wow. That would blow my mind.
Yeah, so that's what I knew, because there's nothing like that in the Chicago newspaper about.
Oh really?
There weren't even any, plastic surgery ads in the Chicago newspaper.
Which is a shame, because let me tell you something. I lived in Chicago for over 10 years, and I can tell you, there's probably a few vaginas in Chicago that need a little rejuvenation.
A few.
My God.
Well, I'm sure there's a few vaginas here in L.A. that
absolutely, dude.
Need a rejuvenation.
That's true.
Weekly rejuvenations.
Wow.
My last fun headline is something that... is from a time warp. It's like a headline from sometime in the mid 70s, but it's actually happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Conway cancels
God.
Last four shows. Bob Newhart to fill in. Name that city.
Branson.
Ding 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 ding. Ding. Oh, I just thought that was funny because Tim Conway is canceling and Newhart is filling in for him.
Those are both people where. You're like, oh, they're not dead?
Yeah.
I honestly, if you had told me Bob Newhart died a few years ago, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. He just seems so old. And Tim Conway's still alive.
Tim Conway,
Jesus Christ. I mean.
So that's all I have.
Is that I'm trying to think of one of those old crooners that would have played up there like Paul Anka.
Paul Anka?
Were they opening for Paul Anka? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And Yakov Smirnoff. Doesn't he still? He's like a big comic in Branson.
He does. Oh, my God.
He's got his own theater, I think, or had. I don't know.
The Yakov Smirnoff Auditorium?
I haven't been to Branson.
I've never been to Branson either. And neither has probably a lot of people in our listening audience.
Yeah, definitely nobody under 60.
What a horrible
I would say
place.
Has been to Branson.
You know that's where everybody's career is going to end up. We're going to end up there.
Crab diving in Branson?
Crab diving.
Are we switching to Christian show next?
No, but
how are we going to not say fuck?
Who cares? Wouldn't it be fun to do our show live from Branson, Missouri?
No.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Why?
We're broadcasting live from the Crab Diving Studios in Branson, Missouri.
Right.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Click, click, bang. Click, click, bang.
And that was Pat Vile's body hitting the floor like a sack of potatoes after he blew his fucking brains out in Branson.
Oh, my God. That's all the news stories I've got, man.
I think that's going to wrap up our crab diving episode.
We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Go to besthotgirlspics.com to look at pictures of hot girls with most of their clothing on.
Oh, yeah. And go check out our show on YouTube.
Yeah, check out the Crab Diving Show on YouTube and check out our blog at crabdiving.com.
Yeah, and if you have any questions for us, send us an email, jizz, at crabdiving.
That won't work.
Why won't that work?
Because we don't have – I thought we had a catch-all, but we don't have a catch-all. So you can send it to podcast@crabdiving.com or you can send it to Ryan@crabdiving.com or to Pat@crabdiving.com if you want to get either of us. So if you want both of us to read it, send it to podcast.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
You really, really need to get in touch with us.
Yeah. If it's so desperate.
I can just feel people diving for their pens. They're like, oh my God, say it one more time.
Could you please not do any more of those shows? Oh. All right, everybody.
Bye.
Go fuck yourself.